Welcome and welcome back, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Shanika L. So I want to come on here with another warning. Be careful of who you listen to. Beware of occultic knowledge that is masked with biblical principles, but in actuality, it comes from the pits of hell. Something that is occulted is something that is hidden. Right, and instead of seeking the Most High God, who is full of infinite wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, a lot of people are going about it in a whole different direction. They're seeking man to do what only the Most High God can do. Y'all, all of us are in the flesh. We only know a tad compared to what the Most High know, because he created wisdom. He created knowledge. He created understanding. And I gave my testimony on New Age. And I found it that when I dabbed into the New Age, it was because I was listening to man. Now, this is not to say that I'm not a lot of people out there who are teaching these things are purposely deceiving people. I can't sit here and point out who is doing what, because I really don't know these particular people. But it's easy for us to be deceived and led astray because we are in a fallen nature. We're not gonna get it 100% every time. Why? Because we only know in inkling. So something that is occulted is something hidden. It's dabbed in witchcraft. It's dabbed in the enemy. A lot of these things appear to be biblical, but in actuality, it is not. For example, the mysteries of astrology. Astrology is not at all biblical. In fact, when you read the book of Enoch, it talks about how the fallen, the sons of God, came from heaven to intermingle the daughters of the earth to the daughters of men. Those are the ones that made the giants, that is mentioned in the King James Version. And they taught them astrology. They taught them the movements of the sun. They taught them how to cut the roots of the plants, which in modern day time, it can be considered of burning sage. Those were occultic knowledge. And that was something that the children of men we're not supposed to dab into. Why? Because it is rooted in evil. It is easy for man to take those things and manipulate and twist it up and to cause people to be led astray. It can turn those things into our idol. And the Most High God is a jealous God. I believe this is why, one of the reasons why Satan exalted himself above God, because the enemy was more subtle than any other beast of the field, meaning that he was very cunning. He was very crafty in skill and knowledge and understanding. So the Most High knows that we are in a fallen state because knowledge puffs us up. And the Bible speaks about that, that knowledge puffs us up. And this is why knowledge can be good and evil. When Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it is composed of both, meaning that it can be good and bad. You have good knowledge and you have bad knowledge. And occultic knowledge is rooted in that which is bad. It's not pure. It's partial. It doesn't have the complete truth in it, just like the Most High's wisdom and knowledge and understanding do. Occultic knowledge can include anything from kundalinis. It can be, include anything from astrology to zodiac, witchcraft, burning sage, all of these things, trying to open up your third eye, trying to read horoscopes, psychics. These are obvious things of the occultic knowledge. But then you have a lot of people that are delving deeper into this. It's not biblical. Matter of fact, a lot of these practices the Bible speaks out about. We're not supposed to be communing with the dead. We're not supposed to intermingling ourselves with spirits. And we have to be very careful on who we follow. We only supposed to follow the Most High. And that's why the Bible commands that we follow no man. That the Holy Spirit will teach us everything that we need to know. That's why it's so important to have discernment. It's so important to search out everything that you hear, especially on this platform. Search it out. If somebody said this and that, you search in the scriptures and compare it on whether or not that thing is true. And like I said, a lot of us is not going to get it 100%. So if you find a discrepancy between what a person is saying versus what you see in the scriptures, and you try to point it out to him, and the Bible speaks about this, if you have aught against somebody and you go to that person one-on-one privately, and that person hears you, then you have gained your brother. But if you go to that person privately and that person hears you not, then you take somebody else, because out of mouth of two or three witnesses shall the word of God be established. So if you take that person and that person still not hear you, then you tell it to the church. And when you tell it to the church and that person does not hear you, then you count him as a heathen and a publican. Glory be to the Most High. So if you go to a person and you find a discrepancy and they're not hearing you, they're not hearing the two people or the one person you brought with them, or they're not hearing it from the body of the Messiah, then you have to cast that person out as a heathen and a publican. In other words, you count them as an enemy, because the Bible says that the world is at enmity with the Most High. The two cannot coexist with one another. So you cannot sit here and be dabbing into the occult and worship the Most High all at the same time. You cannot love two masters. You will either hate the one or love the other. You will hold on to one or despise the other. You cannot serve both. You cannot serve both. That's why the Bible says to choose ye this day whom you will serve. So you have to be careful on these so-called deliverance ministries. And that's why it's important to really pay attention to the wording. You have to really be paying attention to how people are wording things. And truth be told, because I know I'm like this, y'all, sometimes the way stuff come out may not be easily understood. And I pray to the Most High that he would surely work on that, because the last thing I want to do is cause confusions. The last thing I want to do is call a stumbling block to anybody else. Another thing I want y'all to really be aware of is that when you hear people saying that God showed me or God told me, and you feel like in your spirit that the Most High does not talk to you, he talks to everybody. Don't think that a person is such, and I believe, oh glory be to God, thank you Father. This is why people hold certain people up to a higher standard, because this person can sit here and say God told me, this person can say well God showed me in a vision, but you're in your mind's like, well God never shows me visions, God never speaks to me, at least not in the way that I perceive. So if this person is really hearing from God, or if the Most High God is showing this person this and that, then this person must be really called from God. So I'm going to exalt him on a level of the Most High, whether or not you are aware of it. I'm going to exalt him on that level, and next thing you know, you're following that man, and you have replaced that man with the Most High. And it's dangerous in doing it, because once you do that and you turn that person into your God, and that person is deceiving you, the Most High can send you a strong delusion so that you will believe that lie. And you do not want that to happen, because it happened to me. And thank God for his mercy and his grace that he showed me the truth and delivered me. So I just want y'all to be careful. Be careful who y'all listen to. Have discernment. Ask the Most High God to reveal that person to you. You have a lot of false prophets out here. This is why the Bible says that to beware of false prophets. That we will know who they are by their fruits. And that those false prophets are not someone that can be easily discerned. That's why he says wolves in sheep's clothing. So it's being sold in the bodies of believers. They appear to be believers, but in actuality they are ravening wolves. We have to be careful out here, y'all. We have to be careful. If you are seeking, not if you have questions about anything, turn to the Most High. Do not turn to man. And I understand, because I used to be in the new age. When you dab into the new age, you have questions about a lot of stuff that are not easily answered just from being in the flesh. So instead of going to the Most High God and asking him, we try to seek it another way. Don't the Bible say that if someone try to comes up to the kingdom of God a different way, the same is counted as a thief? So we try to obtain knowledge in a different way instead of going to the source. Glory be to the Most High for that revelation. I want to, if the Most High wills, I do want to do a video that details a lot of the different occultic things that we ought to look out for. And I pray, if it's in the Most High wills, that he would move me in such a way to do that. Because y'all, it can run deep. And the last thing you want to do is dabble in that stuff and it's not of the Most High, because you can literally expose yourself to demonic oppression. You're literally giving the enemy a door in your life to come in and oppress you. I remember that, it's like everything in my life was so chaotic. And I kept asking the Most High, like, why is this happening? And God, the Most High, he revealed to me that it was because I let the enemy in. I gave him a place to come in. Why? Because I exposed myself by dabbling into the new age. And that's what I'm saying. Like, don't think that you're not someone that the Most High God can show you things. He can, and he does. A lot of times we may not recognize it. A lot of times we brush it off as not. It's just like, for example, if you go to a certain thing, or if you're on your way to do something, or if you're around a certain person, all of a sudden you start getting uneasy, and all of a sudden you start getting uncomfortable, or you all of a sudden you start getting anxiety. That is literally the Most High God speaking to you. That's why, oh man, glory be to the Most High. That's why the Bible says in the book of Job that the Most High God speaks once, yea, twice, yet God, we do not perceive him. Oh, glory be to the Most High. I was wondering what that meant. Except, but we do not perceive him. And that's why sometimes he comes to us in our dreams, so he can seal our instructions within us. Man, glory be to the Most High. Man, y'all, I love each and every last one of y'all. And the last thing I want to do is see the children of the Most High being deceived and led astray. But thank God for his rod and his staff, that he will lead us back to the sheephole. But we just have to search out things. We have to search out a thing. We have to search out people. We have to investigate. We have to lean upon the Most High God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Because I tell you, things of the occultic will open up all kinds of different bondages in your life. And for those who have not seen my new age to the Messiah testimony, I will leave a link in the description box. And I really just really didn't get really deep into it. That was just barely scratching the surface. So I just want y'all to be careful out there. Always remember, call upon the name of the Most High. He will save you. Bible says that if any man is in need of wisdom, let him ask of God, who give to all men liberally and upbraid not. So he's not gonna hold it against you if you ask for wisdom. And all means all. So if you need wisdom, if you need knowledge, if you need to know things, ask him. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Don't try to go in a different way. You go in through the right way. You go in through the source, and the Most High God will reveal unto you everything that you need to know. All right, I hope that this word has blessed you. If for those who have not yet subscribed, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, to hit that bell when to get notifications when I upload new content. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.